I think I'd have to sacrifice all of my happiness to be a good parent. Which probably makes for a bad parent.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of sacrifice that goes into it, but
I feel like the reward is...
No, it's no reward.
No? Yeah.
What in tarnation?
Let's go. Chicago, Portland, San Antonio, Oklahoma City, and Nashville. Hit us up. AJWilkerson.com for tickets. Also, fucking keep listening. Thank you guys for being with us again.
Join the Patreon, folks.
Join the Patreon. Thomas couldn't be with us today because he still has to work a day job like a loser. So join the Patreon, get our bonus pre-roll episodes, and if enough of you join the Patreon and get all that good, gushy bonus content for $5 a month, then maybe Thomas can quit his job and we can get more episodes to you. And that means like more episodes of the Tard Pod.
On Patreon, more Patreon exclusives.
More Patreon exclusives.
More regular episodes. More everything. More Tard.
More.
Big Tard.
Big Tard energy.
Got that Tubi.
I got Tubi. I got on Tubi. Not even on Tubi. No. Not on Netflix or Tubi. No. I have all the ones you have to pay for. I have like Peacock through like my internet provider.
Oh, nice.
Like they did like a thing with
that's
that.
That's how I have Disney, through Verizon.
Yeah, same. I got the Disney bundle through Verizon, so it's cheaper.
You just gotta like
activate it.
Yeah, you just gotta activate it. It's cheaper. It used to be free.
For Hulu, it's $2 to add it on, and I'm just like, I just don't like Disney.
There's some surprisingly good stuff on there.
There are, you know.
There's some legit, like, even if you don't like Disney, there's some.
They have like a National Geographic stuff on there.
National Geographic on there, like a bunch of those, like the Free Solo documentary and like the.
Oh,
like,
I love that. I watched that like 6 times.
Dude, the first time I watched that, I was on not mushrooms, but it was when I took acid for the first time.
Oh, I know.
Free Solo is a documentary about Alex Honnold, who is like the one of us. He's the autistic guy who climbs like cliffs and mountains and shit with no safety.
Oh, he's crazy.
He is crazy, but it's like that kind of crazy, like athletes and astronauts and shit like that. Like the kind of it's like where it borders on like, is he actually crazy or is he just that confident in him? Like he's done all the math. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He'll climb it with safeties and he'll like climb it like, and then one day he'll just fucking like go up without telling anybody, take everything off and just do it. And he does like speed runs up like mountains and stuff too. Like he set like speed records for climbing shit. So the documentary is about him getting ready to free solo El Capitan.
Where is it?
It's in Utah?
California?
California?
I think. Yeah. It's like...
I forget where...
Yeah, I remember.
I think it's California. Yeah. But I know it's one of the fucking background mountains on like MacBooks and Apple computers, dude. And he just fucking climbed that shit with no safety.
I went to Runyon Canyon and took the difficult route and it was probably easy for a lot of people, but I almost died on that. So I'm
bro,
not doing
it. Same. No. Same. Like, I tried to do Runyon Canyon when I was in LA because I went out with, I was out there with Jason Mewes. I went out for his birthday party. We went and did he did a roller skate rink birthday party. And so I was out there for his birthday and I was doing shows and stuff. But Kevin Smith always like when he like famously after his heart attack and like when he lost all the weight and stuff like that, he was hiking Runyon Canyon. And so I was like, oh, I'm going to go hike Runyon Canyon. Bro, I called an Uber.
And they were like, we don't go there.
Yeah, like 3/4 of the way through, I was like,
yeah.
I Forrest Gumped it, dude. I was just like, well, I'm done.
It's beautiful, though. Like, I've been out there like 3 or 4 times, but it's like 3 different routes you can take. And one time I took the most difficult one that nobody really takes. Never do that shit.
Well, in my defense, I only made it 3/4 of the way, but I fucked up and like doubled back on one of the routes and like did like a loop. And I was like, well, shit.
Yeah. I love Runyon Canyon.
Yeah, I worked harder, not smarter, so I did not make it.
Yeah, love it. I love it.
That was also when I was at like one of my most recent fattest. You know what I mean?
most recent fattest.
No, because at one point I was like 300
the presidents.
Pounds.
You have it on the wall.
No, like there was at one point like after the military where I had gotten up to like 300 pounds.
That happens to a lot of veterans.
Yeah,
happened to me.
So. Then I lost a bunch of weight and got down to like 190.
Yeah, I got up to 300 pounds. Damn. Yeah, I used to be a big old girl.
Yeah. So now I same. Now I usually float around between like 220 and 240, right? Like, but at one point I was creeping back up and I was at like 250, and I was
you're like
and that was when I was like, oh, I should hike Runyon Canyon, and I was like, mm-mm.
Your body was like, not today.
Yeah. My knees said, I don't have 250 pounds of you in me today.
Nah, most I've ever weighed was like 155, and that's it. And I look just like this. So.
I try not to use scales anymore.
Yeah.
I had to get rid of that.
Same. I try not to do that.
For my own happiness, mainly. I'm like the doctor.
Yeah, there you go. There's 300 pound me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How tall are you?
How tall am I? 5'6".
Oh, wow. You're taller. That sounds tall to me. I'm
that's
so
not
short.
Tall.
I know. I'm like 5 foot.
That's above average for women.
It is. You want to know some... Yeah, it's like 5'4", 5'5". You want to know some fucked up shit, though?
Yes.
My mom is 6 foot.
Really?
Yeah. And she's 5'8".
Okay. Oh, he likes to climb trees.
He do be climbing trees. He really did used to climb trees and cut them down. That was part.
Really, yeah,
he used to do that as a side gig. But no, my mom is 6 foot and hot. My mom is hot, and I know she's hot because everyone used to tell me she was hot. And her name is Cindy Crawford.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, my childhood was great. But no, the doctor.
My childhood was great.
Because I look like my dad, and everyone wanted to hang out with me because my mom was hot. But the reason I brought up my mom is I forgot. I remember the height thing. I got ADHD sidetracked. My mom's 6 foot, and everyone in her family's tall. My dad's like one of the few short people. So when I was going to the doctors and I started hitting these growth spurts, they're like, oh, you're going to be as tall as your mom. And I played basketball, so I was so excited to be tall. And then I hit 5'6", and then it was just like,
How old were you when you hit 5'6"?
I was in like 9th grade, 10th grade.
Yeah.
I've never even been there.
I have no idea what you're talking about. They told me I was gonna be 5'11".
That's 300 pound me.
Oh, wow. My god.
Dang. You don't look like the same person.
No.
I know.
That's holy crazy. Shit.
Yeah,
your face.
That's 300.
It's crazy
pound
how
me.
Much your face changes with weight gain or loss. Cause like I've been fluctuating a lot, but I used to be really anorexic. So like I'm like 60 pounds heavier than my goal weight when I was, you know, like mentally unstable.
Yeah.
But like, they told me I was supposed to be 5'11". I think that's why I'm 5 foot. Like, I didn't grow. I didn't have any nutrients.
Your body was just trying to survive.
I'm never going to make it.
Yeah. Like, come on up to 5'11". And they're like, no.
I know, 5'6 sounds so tall.
Yeah.
And then,
but thank you.
And then 210 pound me.
Still,
yeah.
That's crazy.
You look like my first stepdad in that photo. I don't know how I feel about that.
That means I looked hot enough to date your mom.
What did I just say?
You heard it here, folks.
You could have fucked my mom.
Oh, I could have fucked a lot of moms.
Still can't. Because
I was a polite young man.
Still are.
Still could. He's a sweet boy.
I'm sweet.
And now I know I'm funny, dude. I can talk my way into anywhere.
Underwear.
Underwear, outerwear, dude.
Oh, speaking of underwear.
Yeah.
You hear me, you little Fortnite fuckers?
You do a thing that I just found out about today.
I thought you were going to be like, you wear underwear.
You wear underwear.
I do wear underwear. I don't
you
think
don't wear underwear?
Jimmy wears underwear.
90% of the time, I'm not heavy. I don't have underwear.
You have like boxers, Breed?
No.
You just
only reason I got some on that because I'm going to the park to pull up.
And you don't want
you wear underwear for upper body wear.
Yeah, dude,
you can't
just
be out there like, with like Idris Elba-ing your way.
The kids are just over there just going like this, and
when
you're going up and down. Like, what is that thing?
When I perform, like,
he's racking those reps out, dude. So he's just flopping around. Bro, that's not a good look.
Can't free ball
play there. You know what
you
mean?
Must do really fast pull-ups. Just go. I got some momentum.
Oh, dude, those little hip flexor
hip
reps.
Oh,
oh yeah,
my God.
What is it called?
In the park,
butt pump or something.
Butt pump,
buddy.
Yeah, just
butt.
Over the
butt. This
is
all
the seesaw, dude. Just fucking.
I think they're called hip flexors.
Make
hip
eye contact with
thrusters.
All the single
hip
moms.
Thrusters.
Hip thrusters.
Yeah, I'm supposed to. I should do those.
Hip thrusters? I'm supposed to. Both of my hips are messed up.
Oh, yeah.
Or are you saying you don't wear it? You just free ball?
Yeah, I use it free on stage. It's like part of one of my rituals. Like, I just...
free ball.
Yeah. No, that sounds amazing. No, this sounds like the right idea.
Yeah. I'm terrified of my zipper.
Oh yeah,
I can't.
I had accidents, but it's.
Oh,
dude, I wear underwear under swimming trunks. Bro, I have that fear of being pants.
I don't
just constantly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm from Florida, where like when we go swimming, we swim in the springs, which is like spring fed water, so it's like always like 60 degrees and shit. Mm. So a lot of shrinkage.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
I have a zipper, man. I don't care. I shit.
Yeah.
I didn't
and they're like, oh my god, it's like. A baby's thumb.
Yeah.
I didn't know that like happened to guys.
Oh.
I didn't know that was a thing until I was dating someone. I won't name names because it's embarrassing. I was dating someone and we like got in the car after swimming and he was like changing out of the swim trunks. And I like looked over and I just saw this like big toe looking thing. And I was like, what is that?
Yeah. It prunes.
It
just bad.
I don't ever want to see that.
I felt sorry. Like I was like, oh no.
Yeah, are you okay?
I wanted to check in.
What happened?
Let's get Buddy a warm towel. He's looking a little bad.
It's embarrassing. Seriously. I be at new beaches and shit, and that's happened, and it's hard getting out that water to walk back to your station.
If everybody's nude, is it worse?
Because a lot of people
fine?
Don't get in that water, so when
gotcha.
Because you're naturally going to compare, and like this guy's not cold over here. He has a warm dick, and it's really, it's out.
Yeah.
Not mine. So, yeah, it's but... You know, my girlfriend likes it, so I don't care.
That's what matters.
Oh, I love those beaches. Dude. I used to go to this topless beach in New York and Brooklyn.
What?
Yeah. Well, it was where all the gay kids were, so I was like, this is perfect. This is where I feel most accepted. But, that was fun.
I've never been to a nude beach before. I mean, I took showers with women in the Army, so that's kind of a nude.
Yeah,
basically the same.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of naked people.
I used to have a bit about that where I was like, I've seen a lot of dicks, dude. I've seen all of the dicks because of the Army where you're showering like 50 dudes at a time.
Singing songs. That's also the first time I learned that women shave down there. Because I walked into the Army with a full bush and I just like turned around and was showering and like just saw like naked cat, naked cat, naked cat. And I looked
because
down at me and I was like, no.
Yeah. Bro, because of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, nobody talks about how gay the Army is. Just like the military in general. Because
so
you
gay.
Said singing songs and that is exactly what the fuck happened.
I know, because we did
it's
the same shit.
Just a bunch of naked dudes in the shower singing fucking Backstreet Boys. With choreography.
Naked.
That's why there's Don't Ask, Don't Tell,
dude. Just a bunch of dudes naked in the shower with like little pony walls. So we're like, nobody look at our dicks. Instead, let's all make hard eye contact and sing Backstreet Boys. Because if we're all making eye contact, nobody's looking at dicks, right? If we're singing and dancing, nobody's looking at dicks, right? All right, now get your numbers. Fucking hit your steps.
It's kind of like you don't have to ask at that point. Yeah.
They all gay as hell.
It's like, we get it.
Yeah. I'm going to rub it in, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, now the military is super gay. But what about this underwear thing? Yeah. Yeah.
Back to what you were saying before I trailed off. We're doing this underwear only show.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. AJ's going to be on it. Okay. Jimmy was going to be on it. You should be on it.
Oh, no. When is it?
It's on the 23rd.
Yes. March 23rd. Nashville.
Okay,
March
I'll 23rd. Make you a deal right now. If
we're doing
I'm
comedy in our underwear.
If I'm here and open, I'll be on. I'm here and open. Oh,
yes.
Oh my god.
This is gonna be the best show
just
ever.
Just in my underwear.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. You can be interpretive in the underwear. If you want to wear pajamas, wear pajamas. This fucking underwear.
I have a onesie.
Yeah, that's
okay,
fine.
Okay, sweet.
Like you could. Like I was gonna wear a robe. I don't know.
No, I'm gonna do robe boxers.
Robe boxers. Yeah.
I'm gonna get like a granny bra. I'm gonna go trailer trash.
Yeah.
Ooh,
Birkenstocks.
Nice.
Or yeah. Just slides. Nice. Yeah.
I mean, I'm gonna be really sexy. You guys should come out March 23rd. Yeah. I'll be in lingerie from Victoria's Secret.
I'm going full flannel pajamas, dude.
Yeah.
Full flannel pajamas.
That's rules, dude.
The slippers, the pants, let's the robe, go. The whole thing, dude.
Yeah. I do have a Raw onesie, though. Like, you know, the like, paper company Raw?
Yo.
It's like a fucking really expensive onesie that Puff Puff Glass gave me. Shout out to our sponsor. But no, I have a full onesie. I might wear that, too.
That'd be great. Yeah. That'd be perfect.
But
fuck yeah.
Dude, when he said you do an underwear show, I immediately was like, everyone's like, I went almost naked in my mind. I was like, everyone's in thongs.
I know.
I was going to be almost naked. Like,
well, that's why I wrote Jimmy.
Like, I'm not wearing underwear that day, actually.
No, I'm adding layers.
You have?
Yeah, the strip club show that I used to do. And I got up there and got all the way down to my underwear.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why wasn't I there for that?
That's
show?
So. That's
that
so,
was not the show I was on.
That's so brave.
I don't care, man. I'm free
that
spirited.
That is so brave.
I'm free spirited.
Free
see,
spirited?
I'm not
that
free spirited. So when Kaylee asked me to do the show, I was like, I guess.
I already have social anxiety and like a good amount of body shame. Yeah. You know?
Well, I mean, that's like
as far as I'm concerned, everything from here to here looks like I was in a horrible accident. You know what I mean?
Well, that's like that used to be a fear for everyone as a kid to like fucking you're in your underwear and everyone else is clothed. And like, we're just going to do that now.
Yeah.
I love it. It's like, let's make it a show.
Well, I think it's a good way to like release the shame around it. Cause I have that too. And I'm like, it's funny. Cause like most of my free time is spent like working out or thinking about working out or what am I not eating or, you know, and I'm just kind of sick of it and I'm tired of being that way.
First time I went to the nude beach, you go out there and you quickly realize like nobody cares.
Nobody
like, everybody's,
cares.
You know what I mean? Like,
everybody's
just,
weird.
It just don't matter. You know?
I want to go to one now.
Just go and be free.
That's why it's great.
Nobody's looking at you. Nobody's.
No one's judging you.
I've been scarred by them. I'm from Florida. I have accidentally walked far enough along the beach to end up at the nude beach where all the old people are.
And that's what it is.
It's a bunch of old people.
Heavyweight people. And it's just, they're minding their business. So they're sitting out reading books.
They're just being free.
Yeah.
It's like
they're like waiting for the sun cancer to finish them. they're trying to get it. You know what I mean?
The oven's preheating.
It's very liberating. It's very liberating.
It sounds a good book on a towel on a sunny day at a nude beach. Actually, in my mind right now, sounds really nice.
It's really comfortable.
Just pop a blue chew and just lay out.
me too, brother.
But I think it's good for your skin to like, for the parts
gotta,
that.
Yeah. You got to sunbathe.
This is going to sound weird. This is going to sound real weird. We're going to get real personal. This is going to be way too much information. Okay. All right. But I have like an oddly brown penis. I can't explain it, dude. It hasn't
is
seen
it
the
like
light.
This? What color of brown are we talking?
We're talking like.
So not this color.
No. Darker.
Not this color?
No, that is gray. That is.
I just wanted to check in on you, buddy. Bucky's. Bucky Brown?
Maybe a little Bucky-ish. Like okay.
Like that beaver? Mm.
Like you and Jimmy don't match,
like
though.
Like a landscaper.
Like, oh, okay. A little pool boy.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You got a little pool boy? Yeah. Pool boy.
Like an untattooed island boy.
Why is it that dark?
I don't know. Dude, I can't explain it, but...
The whole thing?
The whole thing. The whole thing is just so brown, dude.
Is that why you like sneakers?
I played basketball in high school.
You listen to Plies?
I fucking listen to Plies when I do fucking ice baths.
Oh,
you have a sneaker collection?
I have a sneaker collection.
You have a Reptar jacket?
I have a Reptar.
All to satisfy your dick's cravings. Oh, man, is your butthole brown too? Like...
According to Jake, yes. Jake's seen it. It's a hey, we're best friends, okay? Don't.
That's like a thing
with
Forrest
guys. He Forrest Gumped me. Yeah. He Forrest Gumped
guys
me.
Guys do that.
Okay.
Yeah, he Forrest Gumped me.
Yeah.
I feel like
Jimmy's like,
men talk about each other's dicks in such ways. I'm like, all right.
You've
I
seen
guess
it.
We're different.
Yeah. Like, you want to check labias after?
Yeah, I have like, never done that with a. I've no. never. I haven't just seen my female friends.
Yeah, look how many flaps I'm rocking today. Yeah.
Look at the curtains.
Should I draw them back?
What kind of landscaping do you have?
Yeah. Landing strip, mohawk, bush, what's up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Guys, that's definitely...
No.
No, not you?
You don't do that with
I
your friends?
I haven't seen any of my friends' penises.
We haven't seen each other's penises. We haven't seen each other's penises. He's just seen my butthole. Because he Forrest Gumped me. Like, so we were in the green room at the Louisville Comedy Club with Jason Mewes, and he
shout
was...
Shout out, friend of the pod.
Shout out, friend of the pod, dude. I've seen Jay's butthole, too, dude. It's... It's okay. It's a.
This is like some. Jimmy's over here like, this is white people shit.
This is white people shit, dude. This is white people shit. This is like white people, like Steve-O, like jackass people, like friend shit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so, Jay was on stage. I came back into the green room and Jake was in there and he gets up off the couch and he goes, hey, man. I need you to do me a favor. And he asked me in like the most serious voice. He's like, I need you to do me a favor. And it's okay if you say no, but it would really help me out. And I was like, okay, whatever you need. I was like locked in. And he's like, I need you to show me your butthole. And he was obviously joking, but I was already locked in at that point. And so he like laughed and like turned and like went to go like walk into the bathroom. And then he turned around to say something else. And I was already full Forrest Gumped, like,
you moved
asshole
him.
Out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The way you were describing it was like he... Forcefully, like he wanted to. You mooned him. You got him. Okay.
Well,
yeah.
But he Forrest Gumped me in that, like, oh, like I'd like to see that sometime. And I was like, okay. Yeah. And then Jay found out about it, and Jay got jealous. So when he like we went to get like food that night, and when we got back to the Airbnb and walked into the living room, he was standing at the bar in the kitchen of the Airbnb with his pants just around his ankles, just ass out, like watching like TV on his iPad, and then he was just like, oh, hello, boys.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Oh,
just boys being boys.
I guess.
Yeah. Just guy stuff.
Man stuff.
Just men things.
We show each other our buttholes. We're men.
See, sometimes I'm like, oh, I don't like love being a woman all the time, but then I hear stuff like this and I'm like, you know, it's nicer.
Yeah.
Civilized.
I don't want to trade. I don't want to see butthole. Yeah.
I don't need that.
I'm good.
For any part of my day.
That's what porn's for. If I want to see a butthole, I'll go look at a nice, cleaned wax.
Thank
one.
You. Yeah. I know.
Oh, it's just the good old fashioned fucking moon and humor. You know?
I guess. I
that
mean,
is
I did
male
as a
humor.
Kid.
That is male humor.
Yeah.
It is. It really is.
Yeah, girls show each other parts when they're, like, worried about something. They're like, hey, like, can you come to the bathroom with me? I think I found a lump in my breast.
Or I have a hemorrhoid.
Yeah. Okay.
I have shown my friends a hemorrhoid before.
Okay, so don't act like you're better than us. Don't act like you're better than us.
I thought I had ass cancer.
Yeah, well, it would be frightening.
Yeah.
Well, if we don't randomly show our friends our buttholes in humor, like, our friends aren't going to look at our butthole in seriousness, but if they see it in a joke and they're like, hey, but wait, you might want to get that looked at.
That mole's weird.
That's as good as we get, dude. With welcome to America. We don't all have good health care.
Yeah, you're right. We gotta rely on our friends.
Yeah, dude, the VA told me I needed a colonoscopy because I was bleeding from bleeding from my butt, and they're like, "Yeah, we need to do a colonoscopy. We'll put you on the high priority list because you're bleeding from your butt," and it still took 6 months to get an appointment.
That's the VA.
Exactly. So it's easier to just be like, ha ha, look at my butt. Is there anything? Did you see anything back there?
That's how the Army makes you shower with each other.
Oh, to check.
Yeah. Budget cuts.
Does anybody have good health care? Is that a thing? Does that even exist?
I guess, man. I mean, I've been in the hospital a few times and didn't have to pay shit, so I guess.
Okay, you guys got healthcare. Is it from your job?
Yeah.
Okay, but what did you have to go to the hospital for?
Because
if it was something that preventative medicine could have stopped before it got to that point.
I broke my penis. I've sliced half my pinky off.
What were you doing?
I fell on some glass and it looked worse than what it actually was. Like, I got like 80% of my pinky, so it's and I can't feel it over. But I've hurt myself a lot and just go in and come out, I don't have to pay shit. So I guess that's pretty good.
Yeah, that sounds great. Yeah, I've never in my life until I met my deductible last year after having surgery. That was great.
That was great.
I went to so many doctor's appointments after that.
Same. Dude, I almost cut my pinky off with a tree trimmer saw.
Damn.
Fucking, we all got fucked up pinkies. Fucking,
yeah, to the bone, just right across there. Just fucking...
I didn't cut it, but I dislocated every joint in mine, so it hangs out now. Basketball.
You ain't got no fucked up hands.
I was about to say, I feel really left out. I don't know. I dislocated my hip, though.
Woo!
Putting on socks.
Putting
on socks.
I dislocated my shoulder at the Don't Tell show in Nashville, dropping a Coca-Cola. Trying to catch it. We got drinks from the cooler, and I'm stimming my... So I'm trying to carry a bottle of water and a Coke, and I was trying to, put them under my arm, and I literally turned to Sydney over my shoulder, and I was like, I really hope I don't drop this Coca-Cola, and then it just popped out of my hand, and I went to try and catch it, and I just, turned my shoulder like this too fast, and and my whole arm went just fucking...
Did you pop it back in place?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went back into the back, where these big columns were, and I, fucking picked my arm up and just fucking leaned into it until it fucking... And now it clicks when I turn it.
Yeah. I know. I can't lift my... When I lift my leg, it clicks.
Yeah!
This was 11 years ago now.
Old.
Yeah, this was when I was 25. It was bad.
I dislocated my shoulder in high school throwing a discus.
At least that makes sense.
I had to pop it back in. Yeah.
At
least I was doing something.
My brother actually fell on me. We was playing playing tag, so I don't know, but I had asthma growing up and I was laying down and he didn't see me. He was walking backwards and tripped and fell on me. Somehow my wrist I got up and my bone was over here. And my PE teacher was like, "You're all right." I was like, "I'm not okay. You need to call my dad." And then he came and got me, and I was in a cast for a very long time.
So, how your PE teacher is like walking off.
Yeah, I'm like, "Fam, this shit is swelling up fast. Something's wrong."
I broke my wrist on the trampoline when I was a kid playing. We were playing popcorn, and my mom got on the trampoline with all of us, and I almost landed on her. So I stuck my wrist out and fractured my wrist and dislocated my hand was sitting back here and everyone was like and I just grabbed it and just fucking popped it back in.
I'm not popping shit back
and
in.
Then everybody just stopped screaming. My sister threw up. And then my mom fucking sling bladed me. She's like, "You shouldn't have did that." And it just started swelling up like crazy. She's like, "We gotta go get you x-rays." And I was like, "Okay."
Yeah. Like, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That happened to me on a trampoline. We were playing break the egg or whatever, ooh, and I was the egg, and they broke me.
Break the egg, popcorn.
Yeah, hit me. They hit me with a few good, like, big bounces, and, like, I fucking exploded out of the egg, and then my foot got caught in between, like, the little springy parts, ooh, and the rest of my body went over, and my ankle went...
Trampolines are very dangerous.
Yeah. I can't believe
I never had one growing up.
Just a giant, dangerous human slingshot.
Yeah. You could go really, like, if you got some, like, bigger people to fucking bounce.
Ironically, it is both a toy for children and something you shouldn't use without a knowledge of physics.
Yeah. Just out playing with science.
And ours was on a hill like this. So you could bounce off. My brother fell off. Backwards.
We used to do shit like that on purpose. One of my friends, Johnny Williams, shout out Johnny Williams, our parents had like a party at his house, and so they were all drinking, so all of us kids were playing on the trampoline and in the pool, so we angled his trampoline on the other side of the pool, and we're jumping off the roof of the trailer, hitting the trampoline, and then bouncing off of it into the pool, and we fucking racked ourselves on the fucking side of that pool, like, so many times. We're just tiny little fucking savages. Just little fucking crash test dummies of stupidity.
Like, you do a lot of dumb shit. As a child,
especially in like rural areas where there is not a lot to do and you have to invent your own shit. Yeah, bro. We lived on the end of like a dirt road. Like my parents built a house on 10 acres. So we were at the end of a dirt road where, like, two different, like, dirt road subdivisions, like, dead-ended in the back. So we had our own private little dirt road around. And it was, like, the kind of dirt road that has, like, the fucking grass in the middle. And it's, like, sugar sand ruts where tires go.
Road like Stephen King.
Yeah, but when you get to a certain portion, there's no longer grass in the middle. It's all just, like, sugar sand. Like, you're driving on, like, beach dunes, right? And so we were coming home one day, and, like, my mom's in the minivan, and we had to, like, hit the grass, like, leave the road because a dude in, like, one of those, like, tiny little, like, box Toyota pickup trucks came flying around the corner of the, like, the sugar sand dirt road. And on the back of his truck, they had, like, one of those fucking, like, fire hose type toe straps.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
Like, it's, like, that's made of, like, the fire... Like, fire hose fucking canvas shit and, like, thread. He had that around the back of his fucking, like, tow hitch on the back of his Toyota. And on the other end of it, a dude was, like, skiing, like, water skiing on a car door.
Damn.
On the sugar sand dirt road.
This is the most Florida shit I've ever heard.
Exactly, dude. Just redneck ingenuity at its fucking finest. Just a bunch of guys fucking with unlimited Budweisers who are like, we're bored. Let's find something to do.
It sounds like a lot of fun.
You guys have been... It's like...
That guy died.
What's like the dumbest shit you ever done as a kid?
Dumb. I mean, I've done a lot of
like
dumbest
shit as like a kid. Like some dumb kid shit where you were fucking around.
Used to think I was gonna be like a BMX like bike rider,
dude.
So I had the bikes with the pegs on it, and we built ramps. Mm-hmm. And I'm in the hood. I'm in East Nashville, and we have no business doing what the fuck we're doing. And
this is the one white people shit. That
I've hurt myself a lot of times on some bikes.
Did you wear a helmet? No. Me either.
couldn't afford no helmet. Like it was we didn't know what a helmet was. My first helmet I ever bought was 2 years ago.
Like, damn, brother.
Yeah, I didn't never.
You ever hit your head?
Not on a bike.
Yeah,
I've had car wrecks and been elbowed and other
boxing.
Shit. I busted my head five or six times.
Okay,
but like never. From doing that.
One of us.
That's where one of you fit in.
Yeah, this car right here, I hit my head. Car wrecked the first time. The second time, I hit somebody's knee playing basketball. The third time, I fell in the tub.
I like how you started like car wreck, like pretty metal, and then like hitting, like you just tripped and like hit someone's knee in basketball. I was like, okay, and then it was just like in the tub. Yeah, it's like a gradual decline of activity that it takes.
But I rebusted three times, same spot. That shit was crazy. Yeah.
Oh. That's nuts. I also BMX'd as a kid.
Really?
Yeah. That's what I was asking. Like, I had like the bike with the pegs. I had like dance comp, everything, and we build ramps and shit. That's where a lot of my injuries, head injuries, came from when I was growing up.
We had like the dirt ramps and we had like the bikes with the pegs. But yeah. I did the BMX shit for about 2 days. The first time I got bounced off my seat and that fucking center support shaft of the bike fucking racked me right in the nuts. I was like, yeah, I'm done with this.
Dude. That shit was so fascinating. I love watching that shit growing up.
Oh yeah, watching it, dude. Oh, fucking man.
So sick.
When we finally got satellite television, dude, and I found the fucking X Games and fucking all of that shit. Huh. Fucking Tony Hawk's Pro Skater on PlayStation 1.
I still never snowboard, but I've always wanted to.
You
do
never
all
snowboarted?
That shit. Nah.
You should do it. It's really fun.
I don't have nobody that I can go with. That's
I snowboard.
We're going to do this one day, Jimmy.
Let's go.
We're going to do it.
I snowboard. Let's go.
I'm going.
Yeah,
I don't
come in.
I know how to do that.
Let's go.
Snowboard. Yeah. It's fun.
I did it once as a kid again. Fucking not good at it, but it was fun trying to learn. It was fun trying to figure out. And I was also a big fan of fucking Johnny Tsunami as a kid.
That was my
Channel original, dude. That's my fucking top tier Disney Channel original.
Let's go.
Fucking hell yeah. I tried to learn to surf because of him too, and fucking surfing is not for me. I forgot. I'm scared of the ocean.
That's the
whole thing.
I've tried it a couple of times.
Surfing?
Yeah, I wasn't good at it, but I love watching it.
I would now as an adult, I would like to learn in one of those like the wave pool kind of shit, just to learn how to do it. I just don't, I'm not going to fuck with the ocean like that.
Watching what's that movie with Keanu Reeves? Chasing the surfers.
God damn it. Hold on. My brain's got this. Point Break.
I've seen the movie like 20 times.
And Human IMDb. It just took me a second.
I always love that movie because of that. Like, I wanted to go surfing and just rob banks. Like, that shit sounded cool as shit.
That's the best movie.
Yeah.
That's the best movie.
Isn't it great?
Point Break?
Yeah. They're remaking it or they already remade it.
It
was perfect.
Yeah. Quit remake. Come up with your own fucking ideas, Hollywood.
But that's an incredible movie.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible
Although movie. If you want a good show, there's a show that like has a Point Break vibe to it. It was like one of those TNT crime drama shows. Give me a second to think of the name of it. My brain's doing that weird thing again.
I like Outer Banks because of that.
My family watched Outer Banks. The last season wasn't that good.
It's dropped off.
Yeah.
But like the first three were pretty great.
Animal Kingdom.
I got
it.
I never heard of it.
Oh yeah, it's like this California based like crime family. It's kind of like Sons of Anarchy, but it's not like a biker gang. They're like a bunch of like surfer dudes, like extreme sports guys kind of shit.
That's all I've ever wanted.
And their mom runs the crime family.
Yeah.
Oh, I love when it's a matriarch.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, in Fargo when Gene Smart's the head of the Kansas City mob.
I haven't seen Fargo.
I've been to Fargo a lot.
I love Fargo so much.
I've been to I've got a picture of me sitting in the wood chipper.
I was next to it. Yeah. I love the wood chipper. It's a movie and a show.
Me and Jimmy are like.
the movie is really good, the show is amazing.
Oh, what do you think's better?
It's a really hard call now because the show.
Has Lamorne Morris.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that the one with Chris Rock in one of them?
He's in the third season.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who?
He's great. Chris Rock.
He's in it?
Season three. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, shit. I'm gonna have to check.
What is it on?
I think FX. I get it on Hulu.
Okay.
Why can't they just put it all in one?
I'll
pay $80 if everything is on one thing.
Yeah.
Just give me. I'm tired.
I know.
I'm so tired.
I'm so tired.
Cable?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. Can we just go back to that?
That's what it's going back to though.
It is.
I know. It's going back to that.
But then I can just choose what I want instead of you guys playing stuff.
Yeah. Just let me be able to choose.
It's all I want.
Costs so much damn money.
It's like literally like Apple TV and like Amazon and all of those. You can just add all of the packages.
That's how I do it on like Amazon. I have three different like stations on this shit. So yeah, like, I'm like, okay.
It's just all linked in there together. I love it.
Getting back, getting back to what it was.
Yeah, because that's what I want. I want to be able to choose, but I just want to pay. I just want to know that the thing I want to watch is I can go here. I'm tired of hunting shit down.
Yeah. I'm so tired of Googling, where is this streaming? Do I have that?
And then it's like, it's on Hulu, and you go to Hulu, and it's not on Hulu, and it's on Paramount, and then,
They're like, with add-on subscription, I'm like, can we not?
I downloaded YouTube TV to watch Super Bowl, and that shit is $72. I didn't know that. So I had a free 10-day trial. And definitely canceled it on that. I watched the Super Bowl and like, okay, we're done. We're out. $70, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is a lot of money.
I should only have YouTube TV because all I watch is YouTube, but I still have the ads on everything.
I do. I have premium YouTube.
I do. I got premium.
I'm so cheap. I'm such a cheap game.
I hate commercials.
I have the premium Hulu, like with the no ads and
Commercials suck.
Yeah, I haven't done the YouTube yet, but you have the YouTube. Yeah. And
that's perfect.
I just share it. It's on like five of my friends' TVs.
Yeah.
My fucking algorithm on YouTube is so fucked up.
I don't like sharing shit because of that.
My algorithm is just like street beefs.
Yeah. Kind of same, but like I'm such a people pleaser. I'm normally the, like I have all of the accounts. Mm-hmm. So I like I'm normally the one that shares all of my stuff just because I'm like.
Not me. Yeah. My son fucks up my shit. It's just cartoons. I'm like, dude, I need documentaries. I need documentaries. Get the cartoons off.
Yeah, I like documentaries. My favorite thing to watch is like documentaries about roller coasters.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Like different.
Why I can't. There's things I understand about my brain where I know like if I do this, I'll never enjoy that again.
Yeah.
Right? So like I can't watch a lot of like the food documentaries about like how certain things are like made. And like I've seen them in real life before, so it's like I don't need the in detail. Like I'm blocking it out on purpose. But I grew up because I'm from Florida, and we'd like all of my like elementary and middle school like field trips were all theme parks and stuff like that.
Yeah, same.
And so. Yeah, I grew up on roller coasters. I love roller coasters.
I love them. Fucking, I love
that's
them.
Why I can't watch the
that's
documentaries.
That's why I love watching. I want to know where the cool ones are.
Okay.
Like,
those kinds of documentaries.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Or like
travel
why
documentaries about roller coasters, not like murder documentaries about roller coasters.
I mean, I dabble in those too. No, what do you think? I'm just over here like, where did little Susie die?
Yeah.
That's exactly what I thought, actually.
No.
That's where we all went. Is like this this whole documentary about how this roller coaster crashed and how many people died and were just fucking mangled.
That shit is scary as hell.
It is
think
scary.
About that because you're helpless on a roller coaster.
Oh yeah.
Once it started, there's nothing
you can do.
Whatever happens, happens.
God's hands.
Jesus, take the wheel.
I love roller coasters.
I do. That's why I like because I like to know where the cool ones are, like groundbreaking or how this one's different than that one. The ones that I watch, guys.
I freak myself out on roller coasters sometimes.
Yeah.
Like roller coasters that are like indoor roller coasters, like Space Mountain in Disney World.
Yeah.
I've never done
because
that.
It's indoors and you can't really see where like the tracks and things are. I'm big. I'm a big person.
Oh,
and
so
I've got wingspan, dude. Mm-hmm. Like I'm 6'4" and I have a 6'7" wingspan. Like I was played a lot of basketball. But so I literally was like the first time I literally felt something brush my fingers and I was like, yep, hands go in the ride. And I like finished the ride like this. Also those roller coasters where your legs dangle. Same thing. I feel like I like engage my core and try and pick my knees up to make my legs as short as possible.
You just
kick some dude's head off and lose a foot in the process.
You just go on a roller coaster to get a good workout in.
It's a good core workout.
Doing abs today.
That's my core.
Also, I'm like particular about where I sit on roller coasters. Like it gotta be either in the front or like the first like four or five rows.
I like to be in the front.
I'll wait extra to be in the front.
I don't wanna be in the front.
I get whiplash in the back.
Wrong. What is wrong with you guys?
I'm not doing this.
Crazy. I'm adrenaline junkie.
And I'm that's not crazy. My hands the front?
Up. I've never put my hands up.
I'd be in the second front. Row.
No, I want to be, I like to see it.
I do hands up, like, but in short bursts. I'll do hands up, back on the
I'm
thing.
Holding,
hands up.
I'm
I'll
holding.
Do the whole ride with my moments, dude. I'm I do the whole ride, both hands up. I don't give a
my
fuck.
My favorite ones was like the log, at the water ride.
Oh, dude,
yeah. Those are fun.
When I was in, I think it was eighth grade. We took a field trip and to Gatlinburg. No, Dolly. It was
Dollywood.
Dollywood.
Yeah, love Dollywood.
I went as a kid.
This girl, I can't think. I won't say her name. I do not remember her name. And she sat in between my laps and my lap, and that was a fun. That was a fun ride.
This is fun for another reason. It wasn't even a log ride. This is a euphemism.
That's why they call it the log ride.
No shrinkage that
this
day.
Was not a log ride.
It's a log ride when Jimmy's on it.
That was a good time. I missed those field trips.
Yeah, Dollywood rips too.
Yeah,
Tennessee Tornado, great wooden roller coaster.
The Twister ride at Universal Studios.
Man, that's
I want to go there so bad. I've never been
to Dollywood.
That platform fucking moves around and
Disney World.
I'm already wiggly as shit, dude. Talking.
I love a good a date at the amusement park. That's a really good date.
Yeah,
I love that. Then you get to sleep so well too.
Yeah.
Also, like carnivals, like fairs.
I don't like
state fairs.
I love it. The food. Yeah. The food's the best. This is my favorite food.
The Minnesota State Fair. I've been to that because that's just day drinking. It's like a big Minnesota get together. It's the biggest fair. Yeah. It's huge. It's like a week, 2 weeks long. It's just about food. Everything's fried. It's delicious. But there's so many fucking people there.
Ugh.
That's why I don't like fairs. Too crowded.
People. Dude, I'm just saying, as a teenager, Ferris wheels made Florida girls very horny.
I can see that. I never really liked Ferris wheels. No,
that makes sense. That
I'm afraid of them. Yeah.
It was
fucking cheating cheating the Matrix. It's like I've figured out a code.
Yeah.
That makes sense because there's adrenaline, you know, because you're hot, but it's like
I can't believe
there's adrenaline and privacy.
Especially if they stop it when you're up top.
That's a good point.
Yeah, and they have sometimes they have like the Ferris wheels that's like the cage, like the enclosed, and like the whole cage will. So like you get like the teenage boys that like haven't figured out girls yet that are fucking trying to make the cage like spin all crazy, and then you have the dudes that are like, wait, hold on a second.
Make it spin again.
Wait, pause.
No, we just want it to rock a little bit, trust me.
that's like a juxtaposition about me is like I love roller coasters. I've been free falling, that's without like parachute, into a net. I've done skydiving.
Love skydiving.
I love all Ferris wheels, can't get on it.
Okay.
No, too much.
Okay. I get that, honestly.
Like, I could do everything else, but Ferris wheel is like, nah.
There's parts of the roller coaster that you get a break on, like, psychologically, you know?
It's like
the way they're designed. And I think with the Ferris wheel, you're like,
It's just too slow.
Yeah. It's like, I get it. I get that.
If it was faster, I'd be down.
Some of them move a little faster than others. Some of them, like, there's a good, like, oh, okay, we're just going around.
You've tried them all out?
I've been on a lot of Ferris wheels, and I'm like, some of them, I'm like, they go too fast.
Yeah.
Been on a lot of white trash dates.
To the Ferris wheels.
Yeah.
Alabama had a good fair, because I grew up in Alabama. So.
That's where you grew up.
The South has good fairs.
Small town or big town?
Small town. Florence.
Lawrence,
it's like a big cute town that everybody knows and likes in Alabama, but growing up it was small.
You're like, you guys weren't here for the rough parts.
I know.
Of
I'm like, you guys, there was no bar when I grew up, like in high school. Now there's one, you know. We didn't even have a bar. We were just in the basement. Like,
dude, those were the best hangs.
Yeah.
The basement hang growing up.
Yeah.
Oh, Florida didn't have basements, dude. We had parking lot hangs.
Yeah.
We also did parking lot hangs outside of the church.
We had grocery store parking lot hangs until somebody shot out a window and they wouldn't let them hang out in the grocery store parking lot anymore. And then we had Napa Auto Parts parking lot hangs, dude.
We went to Marshall's.
I never hung out.
Never hung out?
Never had friends.
No, I had a lot of friends. I just at the house, though. I didn't.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I didn't.
I was mostly at the house.
Yeah, but I'm introverted. I didn't want to be out there. Yeah.
I was at the house a lot. That's because my dad was super strict. Yeah. But anytime I went over, I'd always be like, can I go spend the night at my grandma's? Because shout out to my grandma. It would be like 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night. She's just in the living room. And I'd be like, all right, grandma, I'm going to go hang out with Andrew for a little while. And she'd be like, okay, be safe. And I'd just be gone the whole night. She didn't care at all.
Well, they thought you were a lesbian. So they're like, yeah.
They were not worried about it.
She's coming home pregnant. You
know? That's the only thing you could do wrong in the South was come home pregnant. That's it. For real. Like everything else is forgivable, but
that's a nightmare.
Yeah. Can't have any children.
Me having three daughters, I think about that like once a month. Like, what the fuck? What if one of them get pregnant early? I would lose my mind.
Yeah.
Yes, I would lose my mind.
Well, let's. Turn them into lesbians.
Yeah, I was about to say, there's a way.
I don't even have life figured out yet. Like, how to, you know, I can't figure it out being a damn granddaddy.
Oof.
So, nah, don't Oof. Want it. Don't want it.
I think about that a lot. Like, being the age, like, I'm older now than my parents were when they had me. And I'm like, how did they do any of that?
Yeah.
You kick in. Once you have them, you just.
It kicks in.
I was 20, 21, 22 when I had my first daughter. And it's just automatic. Like, I was just instantly a. Dad, like, okay, wow. It's daddy time.
Do you think like instincts, like you just had like natural instincts?
I mean, I had the model, like, you know, my dad was a great dad, so it's like I just knew how to do, I knew what to do, and just continued. So I had three more of those damn kids.
Those damn kids. Yeah, dude, I love kids, but my favorite part about a kid is giving it back to his parents. Yeah. Dude, I'll spoil the shit. I'm the best aunt.
Yeah. Oh, my God. My favorite
part about kids is leaving their house. Like, all right, cool, little guy. See you next time.
Have fun.
Just leaving their presence in general.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to go.
Yeah, dude. Like, I'll go to one of my best friend Brian's house. I'll go and hang out with his kids and just fucking have a blast as Uncle AJ. But then I get to fucking leave.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you're still Uncle AJ to them, but you can just be regular AJ once you're in the car. It's nice.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'd be a terrible parent. It's a good thing that's not happening.
Why? You think you'd be a terrible parent?
No, I think I'd have to sacrifice all of my happiness to be a good parent. Which makes for a bad parent.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of sacrifice that goes into it, but
I feel like the reward is.
No, it's not reward.
No. Yeah.
I was saying, most of my parents' friends seem miserable.
Yeah.
They're not going to tell you, like, thank you and I appreciate you. Like, that doesn't ever happen.
They will eventually.
When they're 25, hopefully.
They will eventually.
Like, even with my parents, I'd appreciate everything they've done, but it's like, I never, like, verbally said, I thank you. You know, I may show them in different ways.
Oh,
but like,
a bad son. No.
But like, it's like, you know.
I've told my parents, like, me and my sister, and we've all had, like, conversations with our parents. It's like, no, like, now that we're adults, like, we see and understand, like, what you guys sacrificed to be parents and to, like, not just raise us. My parents did foster care. You know what I mean?
That's amazing.
And it is amazing, but there's also like a weird period in your life where you're like kind of resentful about it. Do you know what I mean? Because you're like, well, that means like the love and attention I was supposed to get got divided even more ways.
Yeah, yeah.
And so there's like, but you have to like figure that out and come to terms with it. And like, we've had so many conversations with our parents about that because they like coached Little League and like did foster care.
Everything.
Like our parents, like, you know, that whole like, in small towns and stuff, like, it takes a village. Like, my parents were the village.
That's insane.
Like, my parents were the council for the village. Yeah. They're like, my mom was, like, coached softball and cheerleading and soccer, and my dad coached baseball and football, and my mom was, like, youth league treasurer for, like, 6 years. Did foster care. My mom also worked at a daycare. And like specialized in like baby care and shit
she
like
was
that.
Just addicted to work. Guess what it sounds
addicted
like.
To workaholic. Addicted to taking care of babies, dude. Yeah. Just taking care of babies.
That's crazy.
Raising babies.
She had a lot to give.
So like we've had conversations with them about that kind of stuff.
You.
And like me and my sister started like we do an annual like Christmas toy drive.
Oh yeah.
In Levy County where I'm from, and we do that because like.
of our parents.
Like, that's nice. Like, this is our way
to, like, yeah. To, like, keep that going.
That's cool. Yeah. Kids are, it's awesome. It's so, it's rewarding to help out kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just, I can't fucking do it.
Yeah, I can't do it full time. I'll do it part time.
Like, I did enough of it when I was growing up, like helping raise babies and watch kids and cook meals and stuff like that. That is like, okay.
You've already had kids at this
point. I've had kids. Literally, there was a couple years where my cousins, because after my uncle's accident, when we were all living together, I was taking care of the kids while my mom and my aunt were taking care of my uncle, who was like after his accident and stuff. So, like, they got me Father's Day cards.
For like holy shit, so, that's cool.
Yeah,
so cool.
That's dope.
Yeah, so it's like I've already done all that.
Yeah, I didn't really. I mean, I kind of helped raise some of my stepsister, but like I just don't want kids in general. But I have said thank you to my dad and my stepmom, and I forgave my mom.
Oh wow!
I didn't say thank you, but I forgave her.
Oh man, I'm getting there.
Yeah. It took me. My mom dipped when I was 13, but she had like a. She also had a rough life, so like being an adult helped me like realize like, oh, my mom was just trying to do her best to survive her own thing. So as an adult, I've been able to be like, I forgive you, but I'm not gonna say thank you.
That's a good place to draw the line though. Yeah. Because you forgive her. That's
I don't want to carry around her guilt for the rest of my life, you know? Yeah. I feel like it's taken me a while to realize it, but I feel like forgiveness is something that you give yourself.
Fuck that shit. That's what they say.
It's like for your own peace.
Yeah, for my peace.
No, I keep receipts.
You keep receipts. I ain't forgiven.
Man, some things are unforgivable.
Some things?
Yeah, some things are.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Some things are. But I will forgive, but like, some shit is just.
I'll forgive, but I don't got to talk to you ever again.
Yeah.
When I'm done with someone, I'm fucking done.
No, yeah.
Sometimes I want to keep that beef going.
I want them to remember they fucked up.
Yeah.
You use it as like motivation, or you just like to
have. I naturally hold grudges. Yeah. And I like that shit. Like, fuck it. It is. If it's fuck you, it's fuck you. Like, it's not gonna, unless you apologize. Like, you gotta apologize. Apologies mean a lot to me. Like, I don't know how to apologize very well, but if somebody apologizes to me when they fuck me over, I'll be like, okay, we good.
So you forgive?
No. But we good.
We good.
Yeah.
You won't forget.
Not forgiven, but peace made.
Okay, we good. Yeah. But like, you apologize. Like, I tell them, just apologize. We good.
Okay, that's nice. What about you? You forgiver or you a grudger?
Grudge.
Your grudge?
This is why I'm in therapy so much, because I don't know how to forgive. I don't know how to do anything. My parents taught me nothing. I feel like I was their parent, you know?
That's fucking tiring.
Yeah, well, that's why I don't want to have kids. I'm like, well, I finally got rid of mine. They're retired. I don't have to worry about them. The government has it now.
I outgrew my kids, actually.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, and they're not doing well. So, you know, like, they don't accept any help. They don't try to help themselves. And it's just like this big cycle. And then it's repeating now in my brothers. And like, I have really big boundaries when it comes to my family. Like, I had to block them on social media. For me, social media is not for my family, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's not for anybody who's even close to me. Cause it's like, this is like a different me.
Yeah.
Or I don't know. I have to draw a line somewhere. I can't just be.
Boundaries are good. I didn't understand boundaries. Like, when I met my girlfriend, she introduced the word boundaries to me. She gave me this book to read that I never read. I have it, but I didn't read.
What book?
Boundaries.
It's called Boundaries.
Yeah. I was about to say, is it the eggshells one?
But it's important. Like, I didn't have boundaries with my ex, and that's why she just kept just fucking with me. And so I've been setting hard boundaries. And when you set boundaries with people, that's when they flip the fuck out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah.
For me, it's helped me because now I only have to have conversations with my mom like on my own terms. Mm. So like if she's not speaking to me in the way that like I care to respond to, I can't talk to her because she has borderline personality disorder. So it's just a whole thing. I mean, she sent me this really manipulative text yesterday that like ruined my whole day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sucks when, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I wish I'd had, if I'd had a better boundary, I would have had, you know, like my phone off or like I would have been protecting myself. It's like whenever I let my boundaries down, like before this text, she asked me like, hey, can I have the sewing machine back? Like the sewing machine from the 80s that she gave me when I was a kid. And I was like, yeah, absolutely. She was like, I want to do a hobby. I'm like, that's great. And then I give in so quick. I'm like, oh, look at her trying.
Yeah.
And then comes the next one.
She's like, now that you're giving me the sewing machine, let me ruin your day.
Yeah, yeah. Because she's just like, oh, we both need to be honest with each other. I'm like, girl, I've been honest my whole life.
It's time for you to join.
Yeah, and I'm like, let's
girl,
just...
I've been waiting.
And I'm like, this came pretty manipulative-y.
Yeah, this is giving manipulation.
Yeah, yeah.
Boundaries are so important, and like I am terrible with them. I'm getting better, but I've been like a people pleaser, a chronic people pleaser most of my life. But like boundaries, like I can tell when I have a friend if I'm like, no, that's my boundary, you're not coming over, and they're like, okay, no worries. But if someone flips out when I set a boundary, I'm like, oh, that's a red flag.
Oh yeah, huge red flag.
Red flag. Oh, now you're blocked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good thing you don't know where I live.
Yeah. You will never have my address.
Nobody knows where I live. All my mail goes to a whole nother house. So, like, no, I don't let nobody.
Not even the government.
Yeah.
Welcome to my do not fly list.
Yeah, nobody knows where I live at. So.
That's kind of nice.
Yeah, I don't like company. I never have. I never enjoyed company.
Not
like,
a big hoster.
Nope.
Oh, you'd rather just go.
I'd rather just not just be at home. Like, I don't like having a lot of people in my, cause that I don't know how to get people out.
Yeah, that's
like, yeah.
There's always one lingerer too.
Like
you set an alarm on your phone and you're like.
When I was single for like a couple of years and like I have a girl come over and once I'm done doing what I need to do with them, now it's hey, you know what you about to do? Cause I'm done. Like you can go. You know what I mean? And but I didn't know how to say that. You know what I mean? I didn't know how to, so I would just have to get in the car and just go pretend to go somewhere so you can get the hell out of my house.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Done that a few times. That.
Yeah.
Like, I've got to go meet my parents for lunch. Yeah. It's like they're in three different states away, but I need you to leave.
Yeah. But it shouldn't be inappropriate to be able to say to somebody like, hey, I've got my day ahead of me. Can you get the hell out of my house?
People get offended, though.
Well, I know.
Yeah, I don't know why. It's like, this is my place.
Yeah.
I have a hard time like ending conversations just in society. Like when people, like after shows, when people are talking to me and it's like, okay, there's a line of people. And I'm like, hey, it was so nice to meet you, and they just keep talking. They're like, no, that was your cue to fuck off.
I'm glad people are like afraid to talk to me because they think I'm this person who I am on stage, so they won't talk. Good, don't fucking talk to me. Like, I'm not just say good job and keep it moving. Like,
I'll be in a conversation for 45 minutes.
Yes,
it's like,
yep.
Hey, thanks so much.
I haven't said anything for like 27 minutes. Yeah. I'm like, I'm not your therapist, but that's where I got the alarm setting on my phone where I'm like, if it's going off, I'm like, oh my God, I have to. Go take my medicine.
They're like at midnight.
It's weird, isn't it? I know. I told the doctor.
We're trying to get it changed, but for now, I gotta go.
That's why I'm here.
People come up and say the weirdest shit to me after shows.
Oh,
like every time I get at least one dude's like, "There's no way you're straight," and then. There's at least one woman that's like, I can change her and she'll flirt with me.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll flirt back.
Yeah.
Or like old men come up to me and they want to talk about the war. And I'm like, brother, I don't want to talk about the war.
Do I look war?
Yeah.
Do you fuck with the war?
Do you fuck with
the war? Do I look like I want to talk about the war?
Yeah. Like, I get it.
I don't want to talk at all. Like, I need to decompress. Like,
yeah. I have to go to sleep sometimes. Yeah.
I don't like mind like a, hey, that was great. Thank you. I'd be like, yeah, no problem. You're welcome. Have a good night.
I appreciate
love
that.
Love that.
I appreciate
that. I love when
otherwise, buy some merch or keep it moving.
Just follow me on social media. Then you're basically going to see.
Honestly, just message me on Instagram and I'll reply. And we'll have a way better conversation. Yeah.
I seen somebody last night. I went out to eat to this restaurant called Bad Idea in East Nashville. It's a really good restaurant. And I seen somebody from the show we had at the bowling.
Oh, the East Side Bowl. Yeah.
It was the only black couple there. They was actually in there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it's just funny to seeing people in the real world after you've seen them at your shows and like, damn, they know. They know some shit about me.
They know my secret.
Yeah.
Oh, I say stuff on stage that like I would never bring up in conversation. Mm-hmm. Too,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, people think I'm open. I'm like, no.
I've had coworkers come to my shows and like they'll learn so much shit about me. Like, I didn't know your son died. I'm like, Well, I just gotta come pay to hear that shit. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not gonna tell you about it, but like, So I tell a lot on stage that I just won't tell in regular daily conversation.
Which I hate when kind of weird. Outlet.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. I'm making it funny. This is a terrible thing that happened to me. I'm gonna make it funny. You're gonna laugh, and then I don't want you to bring that up to me afterwards.
Yeah, it's controlled group therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's I can say this, get this off my chest in this room full of people,
strangers,
and then it's and then it should be done.
Yeah.
You know? Don't bring it up.
People come hug me. That man, I heard you're depressed. And I'm like, yeah, okay. Like, you're not helping.
Yeah,
like,
you're making me more depressed.
Like, clearly you didn't hear the rest of it.
Exactly like the end of a meeting. Do you know what I mean? Like, get your coffee, pat on the shoulder, like, hey, stay strong, bro.
Keep it
moving.
The art of the quick goodbye.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Like, I'm trying to master it.
I just hide in the green room now. Like until it's
give me a thumbs up. Just hey, 5 stars.
Yeah.
All right. Appreciate you.
Yeah.
Like I'm just hiding. I just don't want to talk. Let me just sit back here till I think everybody's gone, and then I leave.
Yeah, that's why I like the Instagram thing. Like the social, like someone who finds me on social media after a show and messages me on there. I'm like, this is a way better conversation than we would have had in person when I'm like overstimulated and thinking like, hey, how do I get out of here? I need to decompress.
Yeah. And I'll get a migraine in the conversation too. Like, I'm just like, this didn't even need to happen.
I get the ringing.
The
tone, just the.
It's like your soul being like, time to leave. Yep. The alarm and your soul.
Ding. It's off. It's going off. There's no snooze on it either.
It's hard to be engaged in those conversations because you're still on stage mentally. You're still just trying to, you know what I mean? It's like, damn.
How do you decompress after a show? Like, what's your decompression look like?
When I get back in my car and I just turn on some music or I call my homeboy and we just talk. Like I go back to the normal life.
Okay.
You know, I don't immediately go to the recording of the set or anything. I just let me go back to a normal person and talk to somebody who knows me and just talk about these hoes. You know what I mean? Like,
smart.
That's nice.
I like that.
That's the only way we can do it.
Same. It's like me and Jake smoking like in the back parking lot, like after everybody's left, and then we'll get in the car, get some food, go back to the hotel and like watch bad TV and make fun of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I love bad TV.
And chill.
Yeah,
that's the best part of hotels.
Okay, I'm back in a controlled environment with a safe person. I can level,
unmask, let go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't have to be this person anymore. Oh, I don't have to smile.
What do you do?
I take CBD. I take some pretty heavy CBD gummies. Although I had this problem. Sometimes when I come back from a show, especially if it went well, I'll come back and I will start editing my set. Which is so bad because then I'm hunched over my computer this for 2 more hours.
Just zoned in and focused.
But I started taking Epsom baths really late at night.
Yeah.
That's the best way. Because then I'd put some candles and I had the CBD and I smoked some weed and I just sit there.
That's nice.
Oh, and I put on a sound bath. on YouTube.
Sound bath. What's a sound bath?
I didn't know what this was until Beavis and Butthead showed me, actually. It's on Beavis and Butthead. Okay. I'm not even kidding.
Okay.
There's this guy, his name on YouTube's Healing Vibrations.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's just these bowls.
Yep, I know what you're talking about.
Yes. That is the most relaxing. I have it on all the time now.
They're nice.
My girlfriend plays that shit. I hate the sound bowls. But I listen to like rain sounds and shit, like the beach.
Yeah. Lo-fi beats. I love lo-fi. Yeah.
There's a lot of different, like, relax, anything. Mm-hmm.
I like listening to like a Mac Miller album after a show.
That's
like,
so depressing, but it's good.
I'm not even listening to the word. It's like the melodies that I like his melody and his flow. Yeah. That's usually, yeah.
It's funny with me because I do a show at Zany's and it's an amazing show. And I get back to the house and it's like, all right, my son is just running back and forth. He don't give a fuck about what the hell just happened to me. Like, I was a superstar. Now I'm just, all right, nigga, you're a dad now. Come on.
Now you're dad.
I was like, yeah, damn. You know what I mean? Like, it ain't like it is on TV. So,
that's good though, right? Like,
I miss balance. Like, keep you humble. Keep you grounded. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you ain't shit, nigga. You come change this shitty ass diaper. Well,
what if your kid was just standing there staring at you, just like clapping and like laughing, and that's it? Just like an audience member. And
my daughter is like my 13-year-old and my 9-year-old. They don't understand shit. So they don't really understand the magnet. My 16-year-old understands it. She's been to shows and she's a performer herself. So she understands it. But like the other kids just don't understand. Like, hey, daddy's pretty good at what he does, but they don't care.
They don't know.
Yeah.
They don't give a damn.
Give us more Cheetos.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm out of juice.
More juice, dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Little Jimmy threw up in the hallway.
That shit is crazy. I don't even think my ex probably does. I know she knows I do comedy. I don't think she's heard any of my shit. If she has, she would have said something to me because I talk about her a lot. But
shout out, friend of the pod.
Yeah. But yeah, if she was to show up to a show, I don't know what I would. I probably have to change my whole set.
You wouldn't stay with it?
Mm-mm, because it's I just don't feel like that's the one person who can get me out of character. That's actually the only person who can get me out of, and y'all don't want to see me get out of character. So like, you don't want to see that. And I love her, and that's the only way. That's the reason why she can get me out of here. I love her. It's a hate and a love. It's the same shit. And you know, but I'm trying to get away from talking about her because we're getting better, and I don't want to keep just talking shit about her on stage. I just change her name and change the say something else so people won't think it's her because everybody knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah. But, I had a bit about like my ex-wife, and then I eventually just stopped doing it because I was like, I don't want to talk about you. Like, I'm good at this despite you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
I kind of like that. Yeah.
Even though the stories are true, they're real and relatable. But I probably just change the person and keep the joke. But
keep
like
the joke.
Yeah. Even though she'll still know it's about her, but I'll let her like, hey, I'm changing this so people won't think is you.
Yeah, you should be thanking me.
Yeah.
Man, this is so hard for me because I've been going back and forth on like my closer, which is my talking about my mom trying to kill me and my brothers, which she did a lot.
Shout out BBT.
And like, I don't know, it's just hard because it's such a good joke, but I don't want to get rid of it yet.
Yeah.
And it does feel cathartic talking about it on stage too, because I'm like, well, this is why I couldn't talk my entire childhood. Yeah. And why I sit like this and why I'm, you know.
Getting it out now.
Yeah.
And if it's a good joke. I mean, you know.
I love telling it, too. It's apparently more relatable than I thought it was.
Yeah.
Oh, man, the South's messed up.
Yeah. Yeah, those are my favorite jokes is when you're, like, afraid. You're like, no one's going to get. And then everyone's like, oh, finally someone's talking about it.
Thank God. I mean, I've been saying it for years, but.
That's why I finally started, like, doing material about my family because it took so long to figure out, like, well, how do I do this? Because, like, I love them and they're good people, but, like, my mom was bipolar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, like, didn't get medicated until, like, you know, I was, like, a teenager.
At least she did it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they eventually convinced her she was bipolar and it wasn't just her thyroid disorder.
so many things.
But like, so now I've figured out this way to talk about it and like preface it by saying like my parents are wonderful people. However, you know, like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And like getting into it. And now it's like fun. And like my parents, I'd done it in front of them and they thought it was great. So
that's nice. I'm starting to get more talking about my family. Like I have little quirks and quips about how my mom left and they're fun to me. But I want to talk about more like how white trash my family is. Mm-hmm. But I love my dad. But like there was shit. Like I didn't have a car seat. They built like a wooden block and that's what I sat on. Like
you didn't have to tell us you were white trash, brother. You bought two NASCAR shirts. Like on purpose. Brand new. Like not like ironically from a thrift store. Like you picked them out.
Yeah.
Nobody gave you these shirts.
I had a Dale Earnhardt coat growing up. That was my favorite. Yeah. My dad used to race cars.
Oh, okay.
That's cool.
So it was in me. And but Dale Earnhardt was like I was watching the race when he died.
Yeah.
Holy like, shit.
Wow. Same. I'm so white trash. My hometown has a speedway.
Mm-hmm.
Motor speedway. Bronson Motor Speedway.
We didn't
bogs out there too.
Yeah, I'm so white trash. We didn't have a speedway. We just did mud bogs in the back of the park. It didn't have a name, but everyone knew where it was going on.
We also had places like that. We had a place called the Power Lines, which was literally just in the middle of nowhere under some power lines.
Great name.
Yeah.
Great name. That was actually something my dad wanted me to do was be a NASCAR driver. Mm. He used to make me skip middle school classes to teach me how to drive so that I could be
You want pigeon-toed like Danica Patrick? You can do this.
Oh, my God. Your dad loved you so much. He taught you something?
And I did become a professional driver. I mean, it was a semi-truck driver, but close enough,
I mean,
right?
That's harder.
Who taught you how to drive?
I still don't know. I've been driving a while. I mean, I took driver's ed. A teacher taught me how to drive.
My dad was too autistic for it, dude. Really? He'd freak out too much, like, in the passenger seat. So my mom taught me how to drive. And I learned to drive like on dirt roads and shit, like in our hunting club.
Yeah.
Again, that sounds like you were so loved. My parents were like, here's the death machine.
That's what it is.
Coach Cox taught you how to drive.
Yeah, here's the keys.
Here's the keys.
Go get us some Budweiser.
Yeah, seriously.
That's like what it ended up being is my dad teaching me how to drive so that he would have like a designated driver. That's what I was like 12 just driving us home from my grandpa's.
So you gotta learn to drive with the fear.
I might forget where we're going, so you better remember.
My mom did pull some shit on me like that, like because she taught me to drive like on dirt roads and shit. But when I was first like learning to drive. Like my dad took me for my first driving lesson. We came home early and he was like freaking out and everything. And then my mom got in the car. She's like, "I'll take him." We got out on the road for the first time, and she's like, "Okay, I'm going to sleep now."
Yeah. Oh no!
Good luck.
Trial by fire.
And then she was like, no, like eventually she woke up and I was like, okay, where are we going now? And she's like, we're gonna go here and here. And I was like, okay, I don't want to drive like in town. And then she like ended up taking me the back way, like all the way to like the mall in town. And I was like, oh, you bitch.
She's like, we're going here. We'll find
driving
a way.
Driving is so simple when it's taught the right way. My dad gave me like three pointers. Cause my dad drove trucks for 25 years, 18 wheelers, so he was like a professional driver as well. But like it's just hey, stay in the lines. And he told me to drive with one hand, don't ever drive with two hands. You have better control, one hand, and it's just simple. Just watch your mirrors, and pay attention. Everybody else is who you need to pay attention to. That's it.
Yeah,
Everybody else.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a good driver now because of that. Yeah. Like, I'm so nervous. Yeah. I'm like a great driver. Like, I'm not going to get rear-ended. I see you coming.
people ask me that at shows sometimes. Because do you remember the Shane Gillis joke about, like one of the driving? He's like, I'm one of the driving ones. You know?
Yeah.
About Down syndrome. And people will think that about me sometimes. They're like, wait, but you, like, they, because I lived in a van. And people are like, wait, they let you drive? And I'm like, yeah, no, I can drive and stuff. Like the social anxiety and the stims are from everybody looking at me. And in my car, I'm like in a little bubble, you know?
Yeah.
And like most people don't watch you while you're driving down there unless you fuck up.
Yeah.
You
know what right.
I
mean? So
like, right. Like, I could never be a NASCAR driver because yeah. I'd be like, everyone is watching me drive.
Yeah. Just be shaking.
I'd kill everyone. Because the whole time I'd be like, wait, why are they looking at me?
Just go to
I do that now. If somebody's staring at me on the, I'm like, why are you?
They do like that inside car cameras. AJ's just shaking. All right,
like
folks,
when you stop at red lights and you can feel people looking at you, dude, that is the worst.
Oh, man. I don't ever think anybody's looking at me. Even when I'm on stage, I'm just like, ah.
Really?
I got 5% tint. Nobody can see me. So I don't give a damn.
Oh, yeah. I wish my windows were tinted.
I have no tint. I don't care. I'll do whatever I want. Fucking dancing. I don't give a shit.
Oh, yeah. I dance in my car. Tinted.
I had a lot of sex in cars like when I was younger. So that's why I had the tint.
Gotta have a tint.
Yeah.
So that's my mom's the only minivan reason. Had tint.
Yeah.
The swagger wagon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I have to pee so bad.
Yeah, I think
we're supposed to put these on.
To,
yeah, you can hear to... either or. You can hear everything if you put it on, yeah. But no one else is wearing it, so I went without today, and that was kind of nice. What's up? Are we? Can I pee real quick? Or?
I mean, I think we're good to wrap up.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what time it is?
1:35.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know how long we've been going.
I got here at 12. So.
Okay, yeah. So an hour and a half?
Yeah.
All right, we can, like, wrap up. But I have to be. I've been holding it.
Yeah. Hey, shout out again our sponsors, Dixon Flannel Company, Puff Puff Glass. We have live shows coming up. I will be March 23rd, the underwear show right here in Nashville. Third Coast Comedy
Get
Club.
Get your tickets now.
Yes. April 19th, I'm in San Antonio at Station Comedy Club. 420, I'm in Oklahoma City at the Pharmacy Dispensary for their 420 event. April 24th, I headline Zany Chicago. And May 4th, coming to Portland for Rip City Comedy Festival. Do not miss any of those. Where? What else? Who else has shows coming up?
Oh, man.
Shit, I forget all of my shows until the day before. I got a show, I don't know where it's at on the 8th. It's at Matthew West. Where is that show at?
The Chef and I.
Where is that at?
Adelicia Street.
Yep, I'm on that one.
On Music Row.
On Music Row on March 8th. March 9th, March 10th, I have a show. I don't know where it's at with Rhonda Sweat. But I'll be wherever she is March 10th. That's where I'll be at. So just hell look yeah. up Rhonda and follow her and you'll find me.
Hell yeah. This episode will come out the Monday after both of those. We're just shouting out dates, but this will come out after some of our dates.
Oh, here. When is it coming out?
This will drop on the
12th of March. Okay.
Right, because Rob's will come out this week.
Yeah. So 14th, 15th, 16th. I'm in PA. 22nd, Don't Tell Nashville. 21st, Backyard Comedy Nashville. 23rd, Third Coast in Nashville, doing the underwear show. Then the 30th I'll be back at Backyard, and then the first week of April I'm all over the road in Minnesota. So Sydney Stevens Comedy.
Hell yeah. I don't have a bunch of like comedy club shows coming up. I do have a bunch of colleges, but you guys can't come to those. So but yeah, fucking let's go. Chicago, Portland, San Antonio, Oklahoma City, and Nashville. Hit us up. AJWilkerson.com for tickets. Also, fucking keep listening. Thank you guys for being with us again.
Yeah.
We'll see you next week in the Dart Yard.
Join the Patreon, folks.
Join the Patreon. Thomas couldn't be with us today because he still has to work a day job like a loser. So join the Patreon, get our bonus pre-roll episodes, and if enough of you join the Patreon and get all that good, gushy bonus content for $5 a month, then maybe Thomas can quit his job and we can get more episodes to you. And that means like more episodes of the Tard Pod.
On Patreon. More Patreon exclusives.
More Patreon exclusives.
More regular episodes. More regular
episodes.
More everything. More. More tard.
More.
Big tard.
Big tard energy. Patreon.com/whatintardation.
The whole time I'm just like, am I on camera?
Yeah, you are.
What in tarnation?